Welcome to a room filled with legends for the final round of the home and away season for the NRL. Darren and Pete, are you excited for the finals?
Excited for the finals, but not excited for this final round.
I'm more excited for Group 21 on Sunday, actually.
Yeah, 100% on that one.
Looking forward to that as well. All right, Pete's walked into the studio. He's got his cranky pants on. Let's hit it, Pete. You've got 30 seconds.
I do, mate. I mean, the Panthers resting 12 players this week. Pathetic. I mean, we pay great money to go and watch the best play. We don't want to go and watch a New South Wales Cup side, or we'd go to Blacktown Sports Club.
But it's an away game. It doesn't matter.
I don't
care
if it's an away game or not. There are plenty of clubs that are doing it, resting their top flight players. And, you know, your sponsors pay to have the best on the paddock, and so do those walking through the gate. It's disgusting. Let's do what the AFL do if we're going to do this and rest players in the final round and not have it at all.
Well, yeah, that makes reasonable sense. If Nathan Cleary went out and broke his leg this week, would you not say, look, there was no need for him to play, he should have been rested?
That is the risk you take each and every round that you walk out on the ground, that your top flight players are going to be injured. I hate the fact that they're doing this. I think it is totally wrong. Volandis, get off your backside and fix the problem.
Mm. I reckon should just burn all Penrith jerseys.
I mean, all year we've seen Manly run out with a second-rate team, and how's that gone for him?
Oh, shots fired left, right and centre. He's angry, ladies
they're,
and gentlemen.
They're mid-table. That's not bad.
All right. We'll see, first of all, what happened last week.
Last time on Lock It In.
On Friday night, it is going to be the late game, the Storm taking on the Roosters. It's not often that you get the Roosters as outsiders, but they are in this case, and I'm going to be taking them.
Mate, I'm looking at the South game against the Cowboys and feeling that, you know, South had that loss last week to the mighty Panthers to give us the minor premiership.
Yes.
Thank you to South Sydney for turning up for that.
Twice boring. He's mentioned that.
You know. And I'd like to go the Cowboys to continue the South Sydney downfall.
Well, a game I could actually go to, considering I'm going to be in that location for part of the weekend, but I'm not going to go to it. But because you've said, Darren, be brave.
Yeah.
I'm going to be brave. I'm going to tip Manly.
As the only person who got their tip right last week, I'm just pointing the finger and laughing at the both of you. Well,
look, that's all right. You and I watched that game together. It was a whole heap of fun. We were thinking of Darren the whole time. But imagine being a Manly supporter and the Bulldogs are starting as favourites at $1.50 this week and you're paying $2.55.
I say it's the lack of pride in their jersey. Darren, what say you, and also give us your lock for the week too.
I say the Eels to beat the Storm.
Ooh, that's actually a pretty big call.
Yeah.
Because the Storm drop out of the top four and these teams essentially swap places if it goes that way. That's a big call.
Yeah, well, you keep telling me to be brave and I'm being brave. If it works, I'm going to be the genius, aren't I?
Indeed you will. And also the Storm, well, they got beaten by the Roosters, so they'll be fired up. They don't often lose a couple in a row. So that is an excellent call. I like that.
Yeah, well,
thank you,
Pete. You still get to wait because you've already you've had your rant.
Okay,
I, for my benefit, am going to wait until Saturday night when the might of North Queensland defeat the second-rate Panthers, and I'm saying that quite honestly and accurately.
Look, I agree. I agree. I'm not going to argue with you.
I just thought it would fire him up more.
Yeah, no, I was in Coles, and they've got all this NRL merchandise, and I noticed the only things left on the shelf was Panthers stuff, including a box of Panthers tissues. So maybe I'll go back today and get them.
Please.
All right, Pete, bring it home. Who are you locking in?
You guys have got absolutely nothing. Brett Camorley is going to coach the Tigers to a victory this week over the Canberra Raiders.
Settle down.
He hasn't just been on the mend. He's taken the whole bottle.
Big call.
Oh, my goodness.
It's medication time.
Pete Holland, once and for all, Kim can't come and get you. We need to find somebody with a padded cell and a bus or something like that to take him home. That's the craziest call you've had all year. The Canberra Raiders need this to assure themselves of a finals victory, and the West Tigers have wrapped up the wooden spoon. They've got less reason to keep playing than Manly.
Mate, the Raiders have stumbled their way into the top eight at the moment.
Yes,
I don't know if they can hold that position.
We are there nonetheless. All right, legends, thank you very much for that. Don't forget, join us on Sunday for the grand final. It's going to be the Scone Thoroughbreds and Denman Devils, a massive match at Scone Park. If you can't be there, you can hear it right here on 981 2&M. Thank you, gentlemen.
Mate, thank you.
Pleasure.
Congratulations to all the Group 21 winners of their trophies last night.